what we all been waiting for right here. It's the big moment right here. I know it's preseason. This right here is a rivalry, baby.
How was it being at MetLife Stadium?
It was kind of the same as the first time, but it was kind of different, you know, when they started doing like the starting lineup and the entry. So just with me being in the starting lineup of my first game, you know, season debut at MetLife Stadium, it was kind of a weird feeling. I had kind of nervous butterflies, but I was excited at the same time.
Yeah, you told me before that game, you said, hey, listen, I'm going to be nervous, going to have butterflies, and it's going to be an emotion I just can't describe. What was it like when he came out of that tunnel?
Oh, man, some of everything was running through my head. You know, it was a childhood dream of mine to be somewhere in the NFL, you know, somewhere starting from day one, just running out the tunnel for some team, and I'm just happy it was with the New York Jets.
You become an instant fan favorite of Jets Nations. As far as we know, you like to do some talking on the field. Did you get after some Giants the other night?
Oh, no doubt about it, you know, from the jump, you know, and I told Victor Cruz, you're lucky you had got down, you know, when you caught the slant. But other than that, though, you know, it was all fun and games. I knew a couple of the guys, you know, that played for them. So just having fun competing.
Camp, how were you able to keep your head up as far as first day of pads? You unfortunately, you go down with the concussion and things like that, but you remain positive throughout all that.
Because I know things could be much worse. You know, I could have a serious neck injury or some really bad happened to me. So I was fortunate, you know, just to get back out there with my teammates and just be able to stay humble through it all. You know, I had guys there supporting me, telling me, you know, everything's going to be all right. Just make sure you get back healthy so you can come back and play some football.
Antonio's been in this league for a couple seasons now, but knowing that you just endured something maybe similar that he's going through with the concussion protocol, is there something you can go over there and say to him at this point?
I already told him, you know, you have to go through the protocol. It's going to be a long process. Just make sure you stay healthy, you know, and you just get your rest. You know, it's a long season ahead of us, you know. We know you'll be fine. That's all I can show him. Just be positive, you know, keep God first, you know. Have a real support system around him, you know, who's going to support him and not try to get down on him and just make things easier on him.
Do you think people slept on your range at all before the draft? Because the scouting report was, okay, he's really good in a box. He's a big-time hitter. He's an enforcer and things like that, which are all positive things. But with that being said, maybe people underestimated the way you can cover ground out there.
Most definitely. I think majority of the time when we was going through this process, you know, I don't think they just underrated my range. I think they were just trying to compare me and Ha Ha Clinton Dix so much. So they were just trying to separate the things I do good and the things, you know, he might have an edge on me. But I definitely feel like my range is underrated, and I feel like I can definitely play half field and get off the hash. Or I go from numbers to numbers, you know. Wherever the ball is at, I'm trying to build around it. So however you want to pitch that.
And that's the thing with this system, right, is that sometimes you're going to be close. You're going to be in that box. But sometimes you're going to be back 15 yards, you know, behind the line of scrimmage, back there and surveying the field and the landscape, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. Because here, you know, we don't have just a free safety or a strong safety. You know, the safeties have to know what each position is doing. And that's the greater part about it because, you know, that's the way you can learn more about the defense and be able to open yourself up to make plays.
And lastly, what do you want to do this last week and a half before your first professional game, in addition to maybe studying the Raiders, which I know everybody's going to be happy at home that you're already on that?
This last week and a half, man, I'm just focused on eating healthy, right? You know, getting prepared for the season, make sure I'm hydrating everything and getting the best shape I can because I know it's going to be a long season ahead of me and got to take care of my body week in and week out.